Rex Howard in for Jay. It is Community Day in Cary, and we have stepped outside of Angelo's Pizza on the street, and we have a special guest here, and I don't know. We're going to have to explain all this. Brian, say your last name for me.
McKelvey.
McKelvey, okay. Brian. So you've got a horn. You're the horn guy, and you it's pretty impressive here. Like, explain the horn. It's in the back of your truck. You got a pretty nice truck out here. F1 is F-150.
Yep. Right. Yep. So it's a train horn assembly that we utilize for the football games. We started it in 2020 when COVID was a thing, and so they were limiting access to the field. So what we did, me and my brother-in-law, we set this monster up in the bed of the truck, and we started blasting it at the home games just to let the kids know that we were out there supporting them. Did it for a three-game home stretch in 2020, an away game, the first away game after that. We decided we were going to stay home and watch the live stream. Well, we ended up going down by 14 right before half. So my brother-in-law looked at me and he says, "Man, we got to get that horn over there." So we showed up at halftime, and nobody knew we were coming, and we got set up, gave it a big blast, and the crowd went crazy, and we ended up coming back and winning, and then it's been a thing ever since.
Team's still winning, so yeah, not many losses with this horn. So, Brian, you're all set. You got a wire that comes out of the truck cab, so you can stand off to the side. We've warned some of the businesses here, so if you want to go ahead and hit the button, I'm going to stand over here because I have a feeling it's going to be loud. So, you want to do a countdown or just go for it? Okay. Wow. When you said loud, you should have said loud, loud, loud. Brian, thanks for stopping by. The mayor told me about you. You were coming by. Impressive. Oh, my gosh. Community Day in Cary, in front of Angelo's, your country now, 100.5 WKXA.